This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We started out talking about so-called sanctuary cities, and we can continue that discussion. Ended up getting a phone call about moving out of the United States. Should people who love freedom leave? What, with the idea of a wall being built soon? Or should they move to New Hampshire, as we've been advocating for more than a decade here on Free Talk Live? With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
As we launch into the second hour, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. But, Chris, it sounded like you had something to say there.
Yeah, I would love to build a wall. Just not around. Not. I'd love to have people move to New Hampshire and then leave the United States.
You want to build a wall?
Succeed.
Wait, you want to build a wall around New
Hampshire? Massachusetts and some of these other places.
See, I don't think that building a wall. You're joking, right?
That's a joke. Okay. Yeah, it's a joke. It's
I would only support building a wall on the Massachusetts border so I could make the Game of Thrones reference that we are the free folks north of the wall.
Let's go to Patrick. He's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Patrick.
Well, 2 days in a row, I've been able to listen to you guys. I appreciate what you're saying. I do have something, though, that's more of on the serious side. I know I come across sometimes there. How many times in your lifetime have you had to prove to an employer or anybody that you're a U.S. citizen or you're a person that was born here and you're talking to somebody who's been your friend pretty much since first grade and it's ridiculous all the paperwork we have to go through now just to prove that we live in this country.
Yeah, well, it's going to get worse. They're probably going to want to have a national ID card at some point. Trump's already talking about a national voter ID card. And there's, of course, the program that was voluntary or is still voluntary, the E-Verify, I believe it's called, where some companies like, I believe, Dunkin' Donuts is one of the proud E-Verify companies where they will
advertise it.
Yeah, well, they'll put it up on their front door or whatever, where they will run your name and number through a federal government check before they allow you to work there.
I think one of the requirements, and I'm not positive, but I think one of the requirements, if you participate in E-Verify, you have to post things saying we participate in E-Verify.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, you know, I got a suggestion for that. I mean, you know, I carry around, I have a birth certificate from the state I was born in. Why can't they just, I mean, they put chips on everything else around here. I mean, after you get a credit card, everything's got a chip. But to go ahead and just to put a chip on your ID and they just scan it and it's over with.
Chipping people or chipped IDs.
Not chipping people, but I'm saying something of that sort. You realize how many billions of dollars are spent on this that companies have to spend. You know, we have to spend for all of the thing. It'd be so easy for them to just, okay, you were born in the U.S.
and the whole thing with adding chips to, you know, driver's licenses and credit cards and all of this other stuff, and Chris, you can back me up on this, it just makes it that much more vulnerable to malicious crackers.
Absolutely.
And that's sad. But, I mean, if they could figure something out like
Here's what you should do. Here's the solution. You want to figure something out. Here's the answer. Is not more security, not more identification requirements, not more cards, not more chips, but less. But fewer, you know, demands for identification to reject the idea.
Stop requiring it when an employee comes up to do it. I mean, if you provide the proper ID. I mean, and if you provide just the proper ID, leave it at that. You don't need to. Everybody seems to know everybody's business. I got a call the other day from a survey person asking me if my kids are inoculated. that's none of their business, really. I mean, and this is a phone print, and we're spending billions of dollars on these surveys to find out things that, really, to be honest with you, I'm not going to share with a total stranger. That's none of their business.
I feel you on that one. Patrick, thank you for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Chris, you're a big privacy guy. You're the creator of thinkpenguin.com. It's a great website where folks can go to order hardware, like Linux-based computers, for instance, and things like routers that are more focused on the individual's privacy and
privacy, liberty.
What are your comments on all this? You know, more identification, more requirements.
I just find it hilarious every time I have to authenticate in order to do any kind of banking or use any kind of wire transfer services or prepaid cards, and they keep adding more and more, like, IDing kind of stuff. And almost always the systems fail. They fail to actually work against the people who are trying to get around them. Just the other week, I realized that one site that I was using, and I can't remember the site, but I probably wouldn't reveal it on there anyway. But they basically tested the fact that that there was a bank account, but they couldn't actually do it to verify anything. So it totally defeated the whole ID check in the first place.
I'm confused. Who tested the fact that there was a bank account? Where?
So
you lost me.
When you try to do, like, it wasn't wire transfers, but it's something along those lines.
Like an ACH?
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't that. It was...
who's testing what? That's where I got lost.
Well, okay, so there's different services online where you can do, like, maybe a wire transfer.
Like a Bank of America.
Yeah, kind of. Okay, the problem is, though, a lot of these services, like PayPal would be a good example.
Mm-hmm.
Their system is flawed as far as the authentication stuff goes, so you can actually authenticate with PayPal as somebody, showing that you're a legal citizen with tax ID information, and you can verify against a bank account that doesn't actually exist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you can do this with, like, prepaid cards. Now they blacklist stuff, but they're not all blacklisted. So there's various other ways to get around these systems, and it's not that hard. And you don't even have to, as a technical person and understanding how some of these systems work, I realized that they don't even – there was a system here recently that was doing some sort of I think you're supposed to enter a username and password for your bank, which blew
that
my mind.
That seems like a terrible idea.
Right.
I've seen that online.
And the thing is – here's the thing. If you provide that information, they can't actually verify. They can't use that information to log into your account to authenticate you, because the bank websites, and this is how I know this is the case. The bank websites that you log into, they don't. They do further checks. Like, so if
not all of them.
Not all of them. They don't all. But the point is that many of them do. And this is how I know that their system was not actually – it wasn't foolproof. They were essentially verifying that you had an account, not that you were a legitimate citizen or that it was – anyway, the whole point of the matter is that system was flawed, so there would be ways to get around that very easily.
Mm-hmm.
It was a security issue, and I actually emailed the company about it. And just ask,
the company that had the issue,
the company that had the issue. And basically what they said was they kind of said that we recognize the issue and we're working to, we're working on revamping it.
So were these verifications that you were trying to go through part of some, like, KYC, AML thing?
That's your customer.
Yeah, it definitely had to do with know your customer. I don't remember what this was. I don't know if it was. I don't think it was actually a wire transfer. It maybe had to do with some sort of Bitcoin thing, or maybe a loan. Maybe I was trying to get a loan.
If we don't know.
I can't really go into details. No.
But what you're saying is that these old money systems, their security is very lax.
It's a joke. I know people who have basically broken the system. Or I know how the system works, so I know how it, it could
you could break it.
It could be broken easily.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We'll talk about the question of these sanctuary cities. We still haven't finished that discussion. Also, should people who love liberty leave the United States? Is it getting too unfree here? Or is there still a chance to secure some liberty in our lifetime by concentrating our activism, concentrating people who think like us, people who believe in freedom, all in one place? It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. And if you've been thinking about starting up your own website but just haven't gotten around to it because, yeah, it's a little intimidating, well, the folks over at HostGator can help. You go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there, and they got a 99.99% uptime rating as according to Web Hosting Stuff. And that's a separate company that rates the various different hosts out there. Plus, they've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support in case you get stuck. They've also got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. HostGator makes it easy. Go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL to get that 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners like you. As we continue here, I want to go back to the call that we had, the topic that N. Thomas brought up from Peru. And, of course, we pulled up a list of the world's freest countries, the freedom indexes. There's different ones out there, the Fraser Institute, Cato Institute, Heritage Foundation. These are some of the organizations who are on a regular, either yearly or bi-yearly basis, putting out information about the various different countries around the world. And there are other places that rank higher up than the United States. The country that our caller chose, it was Peru, which is one of the more free countries in South America, but it pales in comparison to Chile, which is much, much freer. And so, you know, there's always other options around the world, and they've got some things better than the United States, some things worse than the United States, and it's, you know, it's going to be a hard choice to pick one of them, but the question is, and we're all libertarians who've moved to New Hampshire. Chris, you came from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Daryl, you moved up from, I believe, Texas right before
moved
you were here.
From Texas, but I've lived all over the country.
And I moved up from Florida, where I was born and raised. And there's people, thousands of libertarians who've come here, and thousands more are on the way here as a result of these migrations. And so I don't blame anybody for wanting to leave the United States. I can understand. It's a scary place to be in a lot of ways. There's, you know, a lot of big government here, and it just seems to be getting bigger at the federal level. And then you got the wall that's being built, supposedly. You know, they're planning it, allegedly. There was an executive order that Trump issued over the weekend ordering the federal agencies to start assessing the cost and, you know, what it would take to build such a wall. So it seems like that may actually, you know, come to fruition, and that's a scary thing because, as our caller pointed out, it does mean that people will likely be trapped in here, as well as some will be kept out. But all that said, just to come back around to the discussion, I think, because we didn't really, I don't think we really fleshed it out fully, you know, I think that there is a chance, if we get enough people together here in New Hampshire, to actually carve out that libertarian enclave, that free place where we can be a beacon to the world to show people what freedom really means and what, you know, how liberty-minded policies are going to be more successful than the, you know, government policies the Republicans and the Democrats have been shoving down our throats for a long time. I think there is that potential of having that happen here, and I don't see anything like that anywhere else. Okay, yes, there's Liberland in between Croatia and Serbia, and that's like a 3-square-mile swamp where there's nothing there at this time. But so libertarians want to build something there, which is a cool idea, but it's not real yet. It hasn't happened yet. The liberty migration to New Hampshire is real. It is happening now, and there are thousands of people on the way. So, in my opinion, there's really nothing that can compete with what we're doing here in New Hampshire, and the only other option is to run away and try to avoid contact with government. But then the guy on the phone, and I hope he'll call again on another night with, you know, more stories from Peru, he claimed he actually, you know, got into a fight with a police officer over some fruit vendor. The cops were trying to take her stuff, and he came over and assisted her in, like, struggling for control over a squash or something like that that the cop was trying to take. And he sounded like that, you know, he was victorious. in that. And like, listening to that story just sounded completely unbelievable to me. Now, maybe it happened.
Insane. It's insane.
But, I mean, can you imagine struggling over some sort of thing that a cop is trying to confiscate in any country in the world?
No.
And how that would go?
I can't imagine it, just because I know how the police act here.
Right.
And, you know, I'm guessing, you know, they're probably not going to act too terribly different in other places.
I mean, even if they don't shoot you to death in the other place.
Got their wands. They beat you.
Even if they don't shoot you or beat you, they're still going to try to arrest you. They're still going to come after you. They're not going to just stand by as you intervene and stop them from harassing somebody. That just seems so unbelievable.
You would think.
So I definitely want to hear more from that guy. But, you know, barring this sort of crazy idea that the cops are just going to back down in some other country out there, I think that we've got the best chance here in New Hampshire.
You know, I don't like how you frame that, Ian, because I think we've already got that enclave here. What we don't have is control. I think that's what we don't have.
Well, we definitely have more libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists per capita than any other place in the world.
I mean, we've got people, you know, I mean Keene it's like 23,000 people here.
That's right.
I mean, we have a huge community, relatively speaking, compared to anywhere else in the world already.
Doubt. There's more libertarians on this corner of the street than there were in Sarasota, Florida, where I come from, which had 10 times the population.
And it's not just Keene. It's all over New Hampshire. Every city has a group of people, you know, that get together and they meet and they do things and there's activism. It's alive here.
Yeah,
and the stuff is really happening. There's people running for city council. There's people running for the state house
and winning
and getting elected.
Right.
And
libertarians don't understand that.
Where else is that happening?
Nowhere. Nowhere else.
Yeah. Where else are there? You know, not only small L libertarians in the state house, but also liberty loving lobbyists.
That's right.
Going to the state house. And regular people that love liberty going to the state house and testifying on legislation.
I never would have gone to the state house in Florida. It was a four-hour drive.
Yeah, I was going to say, you live like 4 hours away.
There would be nothing of value gained from it.
Plus, you know, in other states, as I understand it, they don't actually have to have hearings on all the legislation.
Correct.
They have to hear every piece of legislation that is proposed publicly.
Even the crazy ones.
Yeah, publicly. So if there's something you want to comment on, you can go and comment. It's not like some politico can just put the kibosh on something that's unpopular politically. It will be heard in New Hampshire.
And most of the bills don't have many, if any, people speaking on it other than the... There are going to be, you know, certain things like all of the ones dealing with guns, cannabis, alcohol, some sort of, you know, let's institute a new regulation. There's going to be somebody advocating, we need this because blah, blah, blah,
minimum
blah,
wage
blah,
was competition. Packed with people this week. That was one of the packed hearings. Marijuana hearings were held in the full state house because they were expecting so many people.
And again next week.
There's more marijuana hearings next week?
Yep, guns and weed.
All right. That's what I like to see. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
Want to let you know about saveitpurse.com. I went there to get a new board for the studio, which I have not yet installed. But I will get to that probably this weekend. But I got 25% off of this purchase, and it's a $350 board, so it actually knocked off like $75.
That's a lot.
Nice. The price, incredible. Yeah. And it only took about a day and a half, 2 days, for somebody to place that order for me.
I just saved 25% on a case of turkey jerky.
How long did it
take? Just took a couple of hours.
Couple hours? Wow.
It was just a few hours.
That's amazing. Yes. Saveitpurse.com is really an incredible service. Have you ever had a chance to use it?
I have not.
You really ought to.
I know.
You've got Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, I usually do.
So, you know, you've been accepting Bitcoin over at thinkpenguin.com for a while. You've told us you get Bitcoin orders every week. And if you're looking for a way to do something with your Bitcoin, this is the way to do it. I mean, whether you need to order office supplies or something, you know, just for yourself or whatever, you know, Amazon's got a lot of stuff. And they already have good prices. But if you could knock 10%, 15%, 20% off, 25% off, as we have done, you should. especially if you've got Bitcoin, because that's the key. That is the catch, if you will, to this deal. If you don't have Bitcoin or you don't have an alternative to Bitcoin, like an altcoin that's popular enough, then you can't use SaveItPurse. So this is a great reason. This one website is a killer app, in my opinion, for Bitcoin usage. Go to SaveItPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com. Get started over there. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about the freedom movement here in New Hampshire, a very exciting thing for libertarians. And I think that one thing that people really ought to have is a sense of urgency.
Yes.
To get here sooner rather than later. Use Trump and the border wall as your motivation to, you know, start planning a move as soon as you can afford to do it. I wouldn't say jump the gun. Don't jump the gun. You know, don't move to a place. Don't move to, you know, New Hampshire without being able to have some money aside for savings, just in case you have a little trouble finding a job in the first week or whatever. You should probably, you know, have several months worth of
yeah.
Of savings. Although, from what I've seen, the people who really want to find work find it within a week or two when they actually get out there and hit the streets and before
coming here, people find
it's a little trickier. You can. I'm not saying you can't do it. The new guy actually we're going to move in tomorrow. In Keene, one of the newest movers here. That we do these move-in parties, if you want to call them that, where somebody with a moving truck, they show up at their house. A dozen or so activists from around the area will show up, and even if you don't even know the people, they will move your stuff into your house. And of course, yours was a great example, a more recent example of that, Chris. You guys loaded up a humongous truck,
26 foot, biggest you can buy with or rent without a CDL license,
and packed to the brim, basically with computer components and
unloaded in what, about an hour?
Yeah. I think just under an hour with, a dozen people? No more than 15, maybe? 12 to 15 people?
It was a lot of
somewhere
people.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
We cranked it out, and then you had some pizza, and, you know, there's usually it's pizza and beers that whoever it is that's the mover will purchase, and then you get great conversation with your new neighbors who you didn't know prior to that for the most part.
And now the interesting thing about the guy that's having the move-in party tomorrow, he's actually been here for a couple of weeks.
Because he did get a job in advance.
He got a job in advance, moved up here, and now all of his stuff is coming from southern Ohio, northern Kentucky, and one of these pod device things.
His job had given him housing for a couple months, so that's what happened with him. But most people don't. I would say most people do not have a job waiting for them up here. Yeah, that's been my experience. They usually start looking when they get here.
I don't doubt you, but the last several people who have moved all had jobs or jobs lined up or were self-employed.
There are a lot of self-employed people, but a lot of those people will take supplemental employment, and they don't necessarily have that lined up.
Mm. Okay.
So anyway, it is also, New Hampshire is a great economy compared to the rest of New England. It's easier to find a job in New Hampshire as long as you're not picky. And, you know, if you're willing to take any old job, then there's plenty of any old jobs here.
Right. Now, one thing that I will say is, yes, there's a lot of any old jobs, but some of those will disqualify you because you've got previous management experience, and we're not looking for people that are management, so we're not going to hire you. You're overqualified.
I see.
Bob had a problem with getting a job, any old job in New Jersey when he moved down there, and he was living there and everything.
Is that right?
And
too overqualified, huh?
Yeah, I think he applied 20 different places for part-time work, and not one called him back.
It's incredible.
But he was a system administrator. He had system administration, I think, on it. Although he may have removed that because he was concerned it was a problem. But anyway, he was having trouble finding work. And it worked out just because, well, things worked out just fine.
So, you're coming up here on your first full year in New Hampshire. Is it April?
March.
And great decision.
Best decision ever. Maybe second best decision.
Okay. That's pretty good. If it's in the top three.
Bob has to be my first best.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, second best.
So sweet. Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
What was your best decision ever, Sarah?
What did you say?
What was your best decision ever? So, like, what's of all the decisions you've ever made in your life, what decision was the best?
You know what? To get on disability, SSI. That was my best decision.
Wow.
Well, you know, I've been on it for 20 years. It must be a best decision. So,
must be
anyway,
pretty nice.
Well, it is.
Well, you don't have to work. You know, people just pay your bills for you.
Well, yeah, I'm working right now, just like you said.
Huh?
You know?
You're what?
I am working right now calling this
you
radio
are?
Station.
This isn't work. You're not getting paid for it.
Well, it's volunteer work. Work is work.
Who are you volunteering? She also claims that filling out the applications yearly
to get the money,
getting the money is work.
No, it probably is.
So who are you volunteering for, Sarah? You said you're volunteering. Who are you volunteering for when you're calling us?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, Mr. Stephen Quisitor from Breaking Bad, he is actually an elected official.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, you remember Breaking Bad, that movie?
It's actually a television show.
Right? Well, one of the actors, he's a real-life county commissioner now. Mr. Stephen Quisitor as a Democrat.
Quisitor, okay.
Yeah, Stephen Quisitor. He was a school board member, but now he's actually a county commissioner.
And he's one of the, I just pulled him up here on IMDb, the Internet Movie Database. He was one of the other DEA agents in the show. So is he a county commissioner in Albuquerque or somewhere else in the country?
Well, the county commissioner is a county is just a little bit outside of Albuquerque area, and before you get to Rio Rancho, so it's the county is the surrounding areas of Albuquerque. So I'm just
apparently he pulled 36% of the vote in a three-way race.
How about that? And he was originally born in Albuquerque, according to IMDb. All right, Sarah. Well, you know, thanks for the trivia. Why should anyone care?
Well, you know what? You know why I make a point of this? Because you're the one that make a big deal about these Breaking Bad movie, and I could care less. I don't even own a TV.
When were we making a big deal about Breaking Bad?
We haven't made a big deal about it, but I did tease her about Breaking Bad at some point in the past. I mean, given that she's in Albuquerque, there was some joke.
Oh, and it was filmed in Albuquerque.
Yeah,
is there a pizza on your roof?
We've made some jokes about Breaking Bad with Sarah over the year or so that she's been
calling.
Yeah,
and then there's the other caller from Albuquerque that says he was an extra in Breaking Bad.
So she was, you know, just calling to share some Breaking Bad-related news. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight, and it was a good show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 taller beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef. What's for supper? Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Wanna shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie.info. Let's fix it.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. We got time for you if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio tonight. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can support the show is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. And the AMP program is $5 a month. That's all it costs to get behind what we're doing to help promote the ideas of liberty, get on more radio stations all around the country. We got a couple new stations that actually signed up this week. I can't announce which ones they are because I always wait until they actually come on with us, because it's, if you keep announcing them in advance, most of the time you'll be right, but every now and then there's ones, like every few years, right, there'll be one station that says they're going to join and then they don't come on for whatever reason. So I always just like to wait. But we got a couple big ones coming up, which I'm really excited about. And you can help us do more of that through the AMP program. The AMP program, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Your $5 a month gets invested into the show so we can get on more stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because that matters. And if that matters to you and it's worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a hamburger once a month, then please get behind the show at the AMP program and get all the perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more at AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. And yes, we take Bitcoin as well as those other methods like PayPal and credit card. So go to AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. So we go to David in New Mexico. David, go ahead.
Yeah, Quezada, Stephen Michael, Gomi, that's what Sarah was talking about. She's probably trying to tell you about the scandal du jour in Nuevo Mexico, where Stephen, he went to apply to run for the county commission, which he subsequently won. Mm-hmm. But after the whole thing went down, somebody looked at his signature on the application form where you swear that you're eligible, and it appears not to be his signature. It appears that it's his wife's signature, that she had signed it for him for whatever reason. So that's probably what Sarah was about to tell you.
Oh.
Why is that a scandal?
I mean, presumably she... Wait, did she sign her own signature or did she sign his signature?
Presumably, I don't know for sure whether you can see both signatures are they're online. Your buddy Eddie Aragon put it on, or it's on one of his friends' websites.
That's the program director of Kiva in Albuquerque, one of our affiliates.
Yeah, and it's on, I forget the name of the website, but the guy who runs the website is one of our former politicians here, Rod Adair, A-D-A-I-R. He's got a website blog, so if you Google that, you can probably see the two signatures, Stephen's known signature compared to the signature on the oath. And the reason it's an issue is because he's signing an oath, and I don't remember how the form reads, but taking an oath that he's eligible, basically, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And so it would be a technicality if he didn't, even if he intended to sign it, if for some reason he didn't actually sign it himself, it could invalidate the signing of the mm-hmm. oath, which would then mean there's not an oath for him to be held accountable to, which would be some sort of a loophole, maybe. And so that's why they were, his opposition and Beth Pice, and a former APD cop was running against him, and they filed a lawsuit regarding the issue to say that it's not his valid signature, and therefore he should not be the winner of the election. And he was assigned to the New Mexico State Police to investigate the situation, and the New Mexico State Police decided that the no wrongdoing was done, which then prompted Rod Adair, Truth New Mexico, or something like that, is the blog. I don't remember. Eddie's probably listening, aren't you, Eddie? And Eddie can tell you. Eddie banned me from his radio station. He won't let me talk on his air like I talk on yours.
I also found something on the New Mexico Political Journal website.
Yeah, I'm sure if you Google any of the keywords...
I've got it right here. I've got the documents. I guess I understand what you're saying, that, okay, if he's the one if he didn't sign this, then if it's some sort of an oath, which it's not an oath, it's just a declaration of candidacy, it's just him saying that he's going to run for office, basically, and that he is eligible and legally qualified to hold this office. In theory, couldn't you send an agent to go and sign a document like that for you? I mean... The state police
generally said, you have to sign your own documents.
But if the state police investigated this and said no big deal,
yeah. Well, there's more. Two things. You have two questions there. One, well, let me give you three. One, there's a million legal terms here, and without being an expert on it and dissecting it hour after hour after hour on every little legal question that comes up, I can't answer the question as to whether it is a make or break issue. And then as to the state police, there was a controversy there because in Rod Adair's blog, he's accusing, and this is just from my memory, so if I don't get it right, Rod Adair and Eddie Aragon, it's just from my recollection, and I don't have it down perfect, but they're basically accusing the state police of being in cahoots with letting this guy get away with it by saying that nothing is amiss here when it clearly is. So they're basically accusing the state police of not doing their job or worse than not doing their job, being in cahoots with the conspiracy.
I don't know. I kind of feel like if you authorize someone to be your agent, that they can sign something for you.
Yeah, that was the third point. I feel funny. Eddie won't let me talk on his show because I said I dissed him on a different radio program, so he completely banned me from his radio station.
We don't really care about that.
Yeah, I know.
Just stay focused on the issue here, please.
Yeah, Yeah, true. But I'm presenting stuff that I heard on his show, and so it's a slap right across the face that when I'm trying to recollect what I heard on his show, and he's banned me from his show. Right. Then it's right at the forefront. I can't help it. I'm human in psychology. So
yeah.
The point is that Eddie had a dude on his program that also was a notary. That was telling the different things that Quezada's signature was being notarized.
That's an interesting point. And so, therefore, the notary might be in violation of something here. If the notary said, this is the person who's appearing before me, which is basically what the notary's job is to do,
yes.
And they notarize
exactly.
That.
So,
that could be a violation of their performance.
And generally, you only get things notarized if you are making some kind of oath. And, you know, so it might not be perjury, but at the very least, it's an unsworn falsification or something in between.
No, it does say here.
Who's committing the crime here? The person who signed it or him? The person who it was supposedly signed on behalf of?
Possibly both?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. David, thanks for bringing that up, because it does make her call make a little more sense. Thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The document says here, it says where he lives, where he resides. He's a member of the Democratic Party. He desires to become a candidate for county commission, so on and so forth. I will be eligible and legally qualified to hold this office at the beginning of its term if a candidate for any office for which a nominating petition is required. I'm submitting said petition. I make the foregoing affidavit under oath, knowing that any false statement herein constitutes a felony punishable under the criminal laws of Mexico. It then has the
New Mexico.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, New Mexico. Then has his name under declarant, and then a big black censored bar. I'm not sure what is underneath the censored bar. I don't know if that's his actual signature, because on the declarant line, it's just a handwritten name, just a non-cursive name, and then there's a big black bar underneath that that's censoring something out, so that may actually have the contents of the signature itself. But you can definitely tell, because they compare the 2012 application that he made with the 2016, and it's clearly somebody else's handwriting. And then below that is the notary public, which says subscribed and sworn to me before this day by so-and-so. So it would definitely seem like the notary could be in some sort of violation here if she knowingly allowed someone who wasn't that person to swear that they were.
Right. But again, the only thing that the notary is, you know, basically swearing or affirming is that the person signing is the person that has presented them documents. Just because I sign a document doesn't mean that I filled the entire document out. Somebody else could fill out the document, and then I sign it.
Well, I guess the suggestion here is that he did not sign this, was what our caller had pointed out. But I don't know if these documents they're showing here are actually showing the signature. I don't think that they are. But regardless, state police investigated. They said they're not going to do anything about it. Toll-free number 8, maybe that's because he played a DEA agent. On television.
Yeah. What I'm saying that's blacked out is where the address would go.
Oh, okay. 855-450-FREE. It's just weird to see a signature that's, like, not in cursive. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.